Our guests in the cafe this morning are Byron Taylor and Michelle Weicker with the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, both of you.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, great. Well, I've been seeing some signs, and this is an event that I look forward to. I think it's spring and fall, your downtown stroll, and that's coming up this Saturday night, Byron.
Yes. The Saturday night from 5 to 8, we have about 28 businesses so far participating in the downtown stroll. It's our spring downtown stroll. We do have one in the fall as well. The chamber usually either has its building open or we have a booth down on the square, but this year we're going to do something a little different.
And what would that be?
We're going to actually go to the retailers that are open and visit them ourselves and walk the event this time.
Uh-huh. You know, Michelle and Byron, not too long ago, wouldn't have been much to stroll around or to reason to stroll in downtown Greenville on a Saturday night, but that has changed a lot.
That has changed dramatically. You're correct. You could have rolled a bowling ball down Lee Street 7 years ago, and now it's really popular.
It has come a long way, and obviously there's, you know, you would name some of the big attractions down there. Landon's is one, and the remodeling and the renovation of the Texan Theater was enormous. But it has come a long way, and when you and you don't necessarily need an event like that to bring people downtown on a Saturday night. You go down there nowadays, and there's usually a good number of folks down there anyway.
Already, yes.
Absolutely, and you know there's also urban living down there now as well.
People living in lofts,
yes,
and what have you. What might is there anything else on the horizon for downtown Greenville, and that might be the next thing on the calendar that we might see? Are you able to bring that up?
Yes. We have Max American Grill. It's going to be coming in, I understand, in about 6 months. They're working on their building down on the square.
What's it called again?
Max American Grill.
And where would that be?
And it's going to be down where the old Killian's building used to be.
Some of the old timers would call that the Collins Hilton building.
Yeah. We recently toured a gentleman from one of the smaller towns around Dallas, came and looked at some of the buildings that are open. But also, Pat Guest just opened the Lost, as you mentioned. But we also have a neat group of people that are going to be opening up a business called G-Town Brewery. It's not going to be open until 2019. But these are really cool people that live in our community. They actually are in Cirque du Soleil-type circuses across the world, actually.
Wow.
And they're kind of retiring out of that and going to be opening up this brewery, and they're going to be cooking food that is worldwide cuisine because they feel they don't have as much worldwide cuisine in Greenville as they've done traveling across the world. So they want to do that.
Very neat. So that'd be a micro brewery kind of thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
We're talking with Byron Taylor and Michelle Weicker with the Greenville Chamber of Commerce, and the downtown stroll is this Saturday evening from 5 to 8 p.m. I saw another thing on your Facebook page, and this was good news, I think, for people in Hunt County. Hunt County is the eighth best county in Texas to buy a home.
That's what I read.
Surprising. Yes. And I know that didn't come directly out of your office, but it was on your Facebook page, and you have to take an interest in that anyway.
I can understand why. We've always had great prices around in Hunt County. It's not as populated of a county as some of the ones surrounding us, and so it's a good time to buy and invest in Hunt County in general.
This came from Smart Asset Financial Tech Company. And said the average home price in Hunt County was $755 a month. And average home price, this sounded a little high to me, but you had some thoughts on that, Michelle.
Yes.
Around $196,000.
Yes, that average price is going to be for you to come in and build a new home.
Uh-huh. So that makes, I guess, if you go build new.
Yes. Some of our older homes are going for much less than that in our community, approximately $130,000 to $150,000.
Something we need to talk about, we'll maybe talk about this on another visit, Byron, and you all have a workforce development committee that has started, and one of the big targets is encouraging more home building in Greenville and Hunt County.
End result of the committee, yes. The workforce committee is working on filling jobs, which we have a massive number of jobs available in our community. But ultimately, we want our contractors and our people in the construction trade and supply trade to build more homes and apartment complexes and places to dwell.
Because you're seeing the need right now.
We're seeing the need right now. We have jobs open in Greenville area right now.
And we're gonna come back and talk about that more on another visit. Real quickly, a farmer's market's up and running again on Saturday mornings?
It is, and they're ready to go. Open up at 9 a.m., go out there and get fresh local produce from local farmers. There's also a cheese artisan out there that produces fresh cheese.
A cheese artisan.
Yes.
Well, that's a new concept, but this is down the east end of Lee Street every Saturday.
Yes, it
morning.
Is, across Saturdays. The street from Crawford Smith.
That's a long historical, long-standing historical tradition, which kind of went away for a while and been brought back in the
yes.
last few years ago. Byron Taylor and Michelle Weicker with the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for sharing a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And your story today with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.